Thomas Harold Watts, Dardanelles, An Everlasting Nightmare. Dear Arthur, I expect you're wondering why I have not written, but it's an awful effort to get all correspondence off and be on active service at the same time. I can't say that I'm enjoying myself out here. It's awfully hot. We are eaten up by millions of flies. Life in the trenches is not a picnic either. We have about 4 or 5 days out of them and 8 or 9 in them. When we're out, supposed to be resting, we have to go on working parties and digging, etc. Then wherever we are, we're always under shell fire, so it's not much rest after all. The last shell we had in camp, there were 4 of us killed and 17 wounded. We've been under fire for 3 months now, and we should like a rest as the strain is tremendous and on one's nerves. I don't think the troops in France get it quite as bad. Then again, the only comforts we have are sent from home, you see, and so the country here is quite barren. We cannot buy anything in shops. I would give a quid for a pint of beer down the club. Our food consists of 1/2 loaf of bread per day, bacon, tea for breakfast, bully beef and biscuits for dinner, and jam for tea and cheese. Lime juice is served out about 4 times per week. That is, a drop is put into a dixie of water and a cupful served out per man. And rum is served out 2x a week. Sometimes, that is about 4 tablespoons each. We live in a trench, and it is mercy it don't rain, otherwise we'd be washed away. The fighting just lately has been terrible. Our shells knock the enemies always, and the sight in the trenches that we take is awful. We wear our respirators because of the awful smell of the dead. I'll never get the sight out of my eyes. It will be an everlasting nightmare, I'm sure. If I'm spared to come home, I'll be able to tell you about it, but I cannot possibly write, as words fail me. I can't describe things. There seems to be a lot of French troops out here, but there seems to be no relief for us. Nobody loves us now Churchill has gone. We are nobody's pets, except when there's work to be done, and then the naval division have to do it. You know, both my brothers have commissions in the 4th Bedfordshires and are at Dovercourt. My wife tells me she has sent me 3 boxes of stuff. I received 1 box. I fear that 1 transport has been floundered and another been torpedoed, so I expect that's where my other 2 boxes are. It's awfully disappointing, because I do look forward so to a bit of chocolate and a few biscuits from home. We get cigarettes and baccy served out to us, but it's too hot to smoke much, so that I don't miss too much. I get a bath in a biscuit tin when I can, but when in the trenches I have to go all the time without a wash, so you can tell I'm used to being dirty. And where are you spending your holidays? Lord, now I'd like a holiday. I'm so tired. I would give anything to get away from this continual banging. Please remember me to all the fellows in the office. I can't write to all separately. Also, for details of my experience, you must wait until I get back, if ever I do, of which sometimes I truly despair. The papers tell you pretty full accounts, although they are rather anticipating events as to our advancing. Now I must close, old chap. Thank you very much for your kindness. Wishing you all the best, yours very sincerely, Harold Watts.